huge role in the dairy industry. And of course, we have our scientists, our technology influencers, and our researchers and developers who put in a lot of work when it comes to developing, say, new dairy products or new technology that goes into the dairy industry. And then you might have folks like me who are really focused on marketing and communication and education when it comes to the dairy industry. It's a multifaceted industry that contributes so much to the state of Wisconsin.
Thanks a lot for joining us here today.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Ashley Hagenow, who is the 76th Alice in Dairyland for a few more days. This is the morning show from WRCO. It is time now for an update at 7, sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, consignment clothing for the whole family as well. It's 68 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Beryl still hurricane strength as it hit the South Texas coast around 4 a.m. local time today. Matagorda County Public Information Officer Mitch Thames.
We're asking everybody just to stay put. Please don't get out on the road. Even at sunup, please stay where you are. It is not safe to be on the road.
Beryl at Cat 1 strength when it made landfall. Galveston Island not protected by a seawall, and the storm surge could be 6 to 9 feet there. Emergency shelters are open. It's back to Washington today for lawmakers after the 4th of July break. Democrats deciding whether to work on reviving President Biden's presidential candidacy or join calls for the president to step aside. The president will shift this week from focusing on that to hosting the NATO summit taking place in Washington starting Tuesday. An alliance of left-wing parties in France winning most seats in Sunday's parliamentary elections, but no single party has an absolute majority. This is ABC News. In New Jersey, closing arguments in the corruption case against New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez are expected to begin today. ABC's Lindsay Tuchman is in New York with more on the senator's hope for the end of the trial.
Senator Menendez says he expects this jury to find him not guilty as the federal corruption trial really does near its end. This coming after 2 months nearly of testimony. The defense did rest its case last week before the July 4th holiday. The New Jersey senator did opt out of testifying in his own defense.
Record heat gripping Las Vegas this weekend as the city broke its all-time record Sunday by 3 degrees, some places even hitting 120 degrees before the day was through, leaving many of the city's visitors, including Gary McKinney from Atlanta, to change their vacation plans in order to try and beat the heat.
Yeah, we were going to walk up and down the strip, but it's just way too hot to do that. We don't want to pass out and die out here.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With the Richland Center Adult Prom less than a week away, many of you may still be looking for that perfect dress or suit coat to wear on that magical fundraising night. At the Creative Outlet in Richland Center, we have gently used formals in many different styles and sizes to choose from, and all are priced to sell. The Creative Outlet is located at 156 East Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Coming up, a check of some weather and notes for today. And also, we'll have Chet's chuckle today. We'll see if we can provide maybe a good or bad dad joke in a few minutes from WRCO.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the ultra-comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Are you ready for a sizzling summer event? The Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club proudly presents Ribfest this Sunday at the Lions Shelter at Victoria Riverside Park from 11 until 2 or until sold out. Enjoy a tantalizing slab of soggy bottom barbecue ribs for just $18 plus sides like potato salad, coleslaw, beans, and plenty of cold beverages. You can even get it to go. Plus, plenty of family fun. The Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club Ribfest this Sunday from 11 until 2. Today's high near 80 with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Spotty showers early. Maybe some fog. A low of 60. Tuesday breaks of sun with a 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms. A high of 81. For Wednesday, partly sunny. A stray shower or thunderstorm possible. More likely in the afternoon. And a high of 81. In Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 69, we have cloudy skies. We've been as low as 67. It is 68 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Good morning, 8 minutes after 7. Time to do some dancing in the country. Here's Tyler Hubbard.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space, and I know. Outside of town where it don't ever close down. No, we never close down. Yeah, with your two-step, put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that, move that. Oh, yeah. I'll take you dancing in the country. Levi's in them low beats. Sting you in some red dirt. Sweep you off the both feet. Now you in the sunset. Silverado back beat. You never wanna go home and never wanna not be. Dancing in the country. Yeah, go left, right, left. You're making me wanna sway. You're making me wanna play. Some Alabama and Jackson got you around my neck. You're making me wanna stay. You're making me wanna lay down here in the pasture. Yeah, with your two-step, put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that. Yeah. I'll take you dancing in the country. Levi's in them low beats. Sting you in some red dirt. Sweep you off of both feet. Have you in the sunset. Silverado back beat. You never wanna go home.
all the help I can get. If you ain't gonna kiss me, then I'll take some whiskey, some grizzly, nicotine, and vitamins too. You want me to stop some of that, or you want me to stop loving you? Hey, what you want me to do?
On WRCO Radio. It is 7:14 on a Monday morning, the 8th of July. We'll all get braid coming up a little bit here. Henry Bray will be in to enlighten us. And then we'll see who's getting older and wiser today as well on a Monday. We trust you had a good time over the weekend. I certainly did, playing with the grandbabies. The boys, you know, of course, they're all just months old. So they're starting to get a little bit more alert. And at least one of them, Lane, you know, he thinks when I make noises, he does smile. So he's starting to get my humor. They lose it real quickly, though. So the little girls, I have to kind of make hay while the sun shines, because they're both four, and one will be four in September, and Oakley's already four. So about the time they get to five, they're going to mature past my humor, and then, you know, kind of lose them. But anyway, right now, it's been fun. We did a little hide-and-seek over the weekend, and they picked some berries and some blackberries, and then I forgot to wash their hands because there were some blue handprints on the wall. That's all right. We were able to get it off. Here's Tim McGraw.
Live and too scared to cry. I wanna live a life, live a life. 7:19, the time on a Monday morning, July 8th. Some braid time coming up, birthdays and anniversaries as well. We've got a pretty good array of birthdays and anniversaries to share with you, and a history lesson for today coming up.
It is hard to balance the combination of spring's warm, rainy days with the occasional winter wind chill. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. A heat pump from Armstrong Air is a great solution for inconsistent temperatures. There are also financial incentives for upgrading to a heat pump, along with potential energy savings on your utility bill. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote, 647-6345.
I've always wanted three kids. I came from a family of three kids, and I started picturing having three car seats in the back of my truck.
That's Megan, Wisconsin native, working mom of two, and lifelong conservative. Megan never thought she would get an abortion until a diagnosis late in her pregnancy changed everything.
Doctors told us our baby had no chance to survive. And because of Wisconsin's abortion ban, I would be forced to carry my baby for months, knowing he would die. It felt like a bad dream. It felt like a bad dream.
To get the care she needed, Megan had to leave the state. And now if senators in Washington pass a national abortion ban, families like Megan's will have nowhere to turn.
These decisions should be made privately amongst women and their families. And government should have no say in that. No senator in Washington should support a national abortion ban.
Paid for by Free and Just. Visit freeandjust.us to learn more.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular, where you can get four lines for just $90. That's perfect for you, barbershop quartet.
That's us.
And right now, it comes with four free phones of your choice with no trade-in needed. That's something to sing about. Let's try that again. Four free phones.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Morocco Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
For student athletes, routine physicals are more than just a good idea. They're a requirement. The WIAA requires that student athletes have a physical exam every 2 years. The team at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is eager to support the health and well-being of our local athletes by offering sports physicals all summer long for a reduced rate of $15. Call today to schedule a time with one of our providers, the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller and Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, Phil.
How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Yeah, doing real well.
Busy this morning, I am.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Well, that's a good thing.
Trying to stay away from you.
Yeah, there you go. The wrath of Phil.
It's tough, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough. I mean, it's one of those things where I think everybody's against me here.
I suppose.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Too bad.
You
did a good job umpiring yesterday.
I didn't miss a call, did I?
No, I don't think you did.
So
you and Glenn?
Yeah, Glenn Schulte. He's always out to get me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so he's a good guy.
Yeah, it was a good game. It went 2 hours, 9 innings in 2 hours.
I think it was under 2 hours. I'm going to be honest, because we started at 105, mm-hmm. and we got to the car at 302.
Okay, so it must have been about 155.
155.
Yeah, that's about the speed of all baseball games, what
yes.
they should be. No pitch clock was needed yesterday. Both pitchers.
Oh, I tell you what, they just were going and going and
I
going.
I appreciate pitchers.
Oh, my goodness.
Get up there and throw the ball. Make them
yeah.
hit. Yep. And that's
anyway,
what happened. Yeah.
I found today's Chet's Chuckle, anyway.
Right.
So Somebody left this in the refrigerator. I took a picture of it and then printed it off, but it says, do not eat my lunch.
Uh-huh.
It says, I have 7 shrimp and 4,639 pieces of rice. you think that's Joanne?
It might be. Itemizing them. Yeah, she, wait a minute. Right. Somebody ate 2 pieces of rice.
Yep. So I don't know. I don't know what I've done or.
Yeah. When it's in the styrofoam container, it's probably not a good idea to
eat it.
Because somebody's already been eaten in there. Although,
I mean,
when I watched MythBusters one time, they said that if you ate something and then I turned around and ate some of your food, you wouldn't pass on your diseases to me through that.
Really?
That's what they said. But who knows? I'm not going to try it, I don't think.
So you think I have diseases?
Well, I'm just saying if you did.
Huh. Yeah. Any big plans for tonight?
Let me think. Oh, yes, we have an auction meeting for Grace because it's coming up on the silent auction. We'll be selling a few things on the radio again this year, like we did last year. So we're kind of getting a few of those final details made. So we have a meeting tonight. Yeah, so that's what I'll be doing. Maybe pruning and mowing a little bit. You know, the showers and thunderstorms have been in the forecast, like, for a week.
Yeah.
And we got a 10th yesterday, I guess, but I expected Saturday and Sunday to be just rainy all day, the way the forecast
was. It was human.
It was human, but they were nice days, no doubt. Why doesn't Dracula have any friends, Hank?
I don't know.
Honestly, he's a real pain in the neck. Oh, yes.
Sixth grade comedy. Hey, I went to the bank on Saturday, Phil.
Uh-huh.
Cashed my paycheck, and I say, hey, can I have that in big bills? The bank teller looks at me. She goes, this is a check for $10.04. And I said, make one of those bad boys a $10 bill.
There you go. Oh, yes. A $10 bill.
Yeah.
A boy asked his father, Hank, Dad, are bugs good to eat? That's disgusting. Don't talk about things like that over dinner, the dad replies. After dinner, the father asks, now, son, what did you want to ask me? Oh, nothing, he says. There was a bug in your soup, but it's gone now.
Yeah, don't worry about it, Dad. Don't worry about it, Dad. People think T-Rex can't clap because their arms won't reach, Phil.
Uh-huh. You got small arms.
Yeah, but they're all dead.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Those poor T-Rexes. That's how I looked when I was playing baseball. Like, I, you know, had short arms.
Yes.
Yeah.
My family gets short arms when it comes to pay the tab for the for dinner.
Reaching for their wallet.
Alligator arms.
Oh yeah, there you go.
I can't reach that. Yeah.
Hey, one of my friends I go to daycare with contributed.
One of your schoolmates.
One of my schoolmates. Yes. My buddy Luke.
Luke is back.
Yeah, we had him on last summer.
Yeah.
You know, I believe he's going into kindergarten this year. He passed me in terms of school.
Well, he passed you probably in a lot of things.
He did. But anyway, he contributed this joke, which I recorded this weekend.
If you think swimming with dolphins is expensive, try swimming with sharks. It cost you an arm and a leg.
Nice job, Luke.
Oh my goodness,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, he's quite a boy there.
Yeah, he is.
Absolutely. And I think he's got a couple more he may share with us this summer.
Oh, please do. That's awesome. That's pretty good.
The daycare comedy circuit. We'll be back with more after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
Well,
do you have anything?
I can't beat Luke.
I know. It's impossible. Why try?
I bet jellyfish are sad that there are no peanut butter fish, Phil.
Probably. There are goldfish, those goldfish crackers, right?
Yeah, but there's no, you know, peanut butter jelly and
peanut butter fish.
I was at the chicken house the other day.
Really?
Yeah, getting some chicken in the. The lady come up to me and says, that chicken you're eating had a family. And I said, that's why I ordered the family bucket.
Oh, yes. Oh, a delicacy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's, I'm sure KFC is a big thing in your hometown there in Pea Ridge, right?
No, they have actually have like AQ chicken houses. KFC's not that big down there.
Don't really. I mean,
but there's places that like Cane's Chicken.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of them. I go by down there. By the exit and they'll list all these things and I'm like, I've never heard of those before.
Cane's Chicken. Have you ever had a chance to eat Cane's Chicken?
How do you spell Cane's?
It's C A N E S.
Okay.
So it's and all they serve is tenders.
Hmm.
So. A lot of people get them, like, for the Super Bowl or, you know, if Arkansas ever wins a game, you know, stuff like that. So,
Bill. Well, let's see. What do you get when you cross a four-leaf clover with poison ivy? A rash of good luck.
Well, I've started telling people, everybody, about the benefits of eating dried grapes, Phil.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So it's all about raising awareness.
I'll take your word for that.
Yes, I know you would. I know you would. So.
Oh, yes.
What do you call a rude cow, Phil?
I should know this.
You should.
Yeah, a rude cow. Go ahead.
Beef jerky.
Beef jerky. Okay. I was thinking it was the knock-knock joke about the impatient cow.
I
think
I don't know that one.
Moo! I can't remember how it goes, but the cow interrupts you.
Really?
Yeah, the cow interrupts you quite rudely. So
that's not very nice.
No.
So Phil asked us just to inform everybody. Phil asked everybody in the office to write down things that we most liked about my job.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So apparently Phil didn't like when I put lunch and quitting time.
Oh, yes. So,
sorry, Phil.
It's like back in school, lunch and recess,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And going home. All right. What did Cinderella say when her photos didn't arrive?
I don't know.
Someday my prince will come.
My prince will come. Hey, do people in electric cars listen to AC/DC or is it something current?
I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway.
Was that your kicker?
No.
That wasn't your kicker?
No.
Okay. Because I'm preparing myself. I'm bracing myself.
Yeah, this is.
I'm holding on to the counter.
This is our kicker. Are you ready for the kicker?
I'm holding on.
But don't hold on too hard.
Okay.
I have to go to Fenimore tonight.
Oh, yeah? What for?
Baseball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this the joke?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm an umpire.
That's the best one of the world.
Wow. Yeah. That didn't beat Luke, so.
No, that was the best one.
Three brothers, ages 92, 94, 96, live in a house together, Philip.
Okay.
One night, the 96-year-old draws a bath, puts his foot in the... Puts his foot in and pauses.
Puts his foot in his mouth.
He yells down the stairs, "Was I getting in or was I getting out of the bath?" The 94-year-old yells back, "I don't know. I'll come up and see." He starts up the stairs and pauses. Then he yells, "Was I going up the stairs or was I going down?" Have you heard this one yet?
No.
Okay. The 92-year-old was sitting at the kitchen table having coffee, listening to his brothers. He shakes his head and says, "I sure hope I never get that forgetful." He knocks on the wood for good luck. Then he yells, "I'll come up and help both of you as soon as I answer the door."
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Hank. Been there, done that.
Yes, sir.
Yep. You used to get the late, great Squirt and then Buddy before that, you know, the dog. Mm-hmm. You just got, come on in, and they'd be, woo, woo, woo.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm sure Winston's barking right now. Exactly.
Come on in.
Woo, come in.
Woo, woo.
Or if they hear the ring alarm on my, like,
oh,
you know, because on my phone, because I can just press it, and they go crazy.
They don't like the phone ringing.
No, it's like the ring bell.
Oh, I see. You've got your doorbell.
Camera. Yeah.
I see.
And then I have a little thing. They just go crazy. So, like this morning, they wouldn't get out of bed. So
they wouldn't.
No.
Huh.
Ding, oh. And then it's like, oh, was like, all right, guys, here we go.
That woke them up.
Yes.
Uh-huh. What happens when you don't get out of bed and they want to get up? Do they have
something? Oh, they set on my, when, or Clementine actually gets on my chest and pushes down on my chest.
Oh.
Let's go, Dad.
Uh-huh.
Let's go. There's squirrels out there to be caught.
Gave you a little chest compression.
Yes, that's exactly what she does.
All right, that, buddy.
Anyway, buddy, have a good day. I hope everybody is kind and be safe.
Appreciate it. That's old Hank Bray in for Chet's Chuckle on a Monday.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville. Napa know-how!
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? It's a principle.
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's have the know-how. If you're looking for paint, the Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have to paint. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything, from screens to paint. Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This day in history, in 1889, the first issue of the Wall Street Journal was published. 1950, President Harry S. Truman named General Douglas MacArthur Commander-in-Chief of United Nations Forces in Korea. 1961, country singer Toby Keith was born in Clinton, Oklahoma on this day. And also 1997, country singers Marty Stewart and Connie Smith were married. There's your history lesson for today. A few notes on the history side and the entertainment side as well for July 8th. Birthdays and anniversaries will be coming up next, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
years you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Evelyn Powell from Richland Center Primary School. Liam Gilbertson, who is 5 today, from Papa and Nana. And to Elliot Newberry, who turns 10, from Great Grandma Newberry. Greetings going out today for twins, Nikki Bailey and Dana Wilson, 45. Today. To the Sedley twins, Nikki and Dana, happy wishes from Mom and Dad with love. And to Shirley Ennis from your dancing partner, have a great day. To Lynette Pugh, happy birthday, love from Sue and Harriet. Greetings to Chastity Weber from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy wishes as well going out from Richland Center Free Methodist Church to Mary Alderman. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Mary Alderman, Christina Dolman, and James Nee, all celebrating today. Happy birthday to Ron Hipsch and James Nee from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. That's right. Our son, James, with a birthday today, 26 years ago today. I had to bug out early. And I believe Adam Hess came in for me that particular day to fill in. I believe, if I remember right, I think Ron was on vacation. And so it goes back to that hot summer of 1998. But anyway, we are so proud of him and amazed by his abilities. He's quite a guy. And I've got to talk very well of him because I may need him to fix something of mine later today. He usually fixes what I break. Happy birthday wishes from the RC Lions to James Nee, Ian Wilson, Elliot Newberry, Derek Goplin, Hudson Faulkner, and also to Chastity Fiscus and Darren Gunderson. Happy anniversary, Todd and Rebecca Kleiss from the RC Lions. Also from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, we have happy birthday wishes to Sheila Hendricks, Quancha Grappas, to Eli Hillman and Jace Jones, Jenny Coe and Tom McIntosh, Connie Nanke and Kessler Spiegel. Happy anniversary, David and Lori Hatch. And birthday greetings to Gerhard Durst and Alexis Gunningham from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, and to Alexis Gunningham from Lori and the guys. Happy birthday.
Wait, what? It's our anniversary already? At JJ Walsh Jewelers, we hear this story all the time. Life is so busy that you forget to get your wife an anniversary gift. This is Amanda, and I'm here to help you. I can help you choose just the right heirloom jewelry piece that she will treasure for years. Whether it's a sparkly diamond bracelet or a casual pair of silver earrings, it's my honor to help you with this exciting purchase. $20 or $2,000, it doesn't matter. I've got your back. Remember, this is Amanda, and I care about your big occasion. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Joanna has the news. We'll check in with her in just a little bit here today from WRCO FM 100.9. One of our special couples songs, this is Charlie Pride.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face anytime in any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning,
think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to
kiss an angel good morning
and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Kiss an angel good morning
and love her like the devil when you get back.
Good morning,
and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Kiss an angel good morning,
and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Mrs. Filney wishing you the best. Have a great Monday.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 68 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Mostly cloudy to patchy sun, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, with a high of 79. Tonight, partly cloudy, spotty showers early, maybe some fog with a low of 60. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 68 degrees.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin Democrats sound the alarm over Project 2025 and a second term for Donald Trump. State Party Chair Ben Wickler fired up supporters of President Joe Biden prior to Friday's rally in Madison, asking whether they're ready to stop Trump from becoming a dictator. Project 2025 is a right-wing policy blueprint spearheaded by former Trump administration officials. Governor Tony Evers urged people to find out about it. The plan from the Heritage Foundation proposes more power for the executive branch, including replacing thousands of civil service appointees with Trump loyalists. Trump claimed on his Truth Social platform last week that he knows nothing about Project 2025. Two former Wisconsin elected officials want to restore voter confidence in elections. Former Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen spoke to WISN's Upfront. Van Hollen said elections in Wisconsin are fair because local poll workers work extremely hard to make sure of that. Former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes said, "Our poll workers have been faced with threats that they should not have to be dealing with, and they're volunteering and showing up because they believe in the cause of democracy." Barnes, a Democrat, has joined Van Hollen board members on the Democracy Defense Project. Following the retirement of Administrator Gary Siftestad, the Weston School Board hired Molly Kasten to succeed him. The Weston School District Board of Education voted unanimously to hire Kasten June 17th. Molly Kasten began serving in the position July 1st. Like Siftestad, Kasten will serve in a dual role that includes the position of junior-senior high school principal. Kasten was born and raised in Richland County and is a graduate of Richland Center High School. She is no stranger to Weston. After beginning her education career in Madison, she has spent the last 9 years serving the Weston School District in one capacity or another, most recently serving as Director of Curriculum, Instruction, and Special Education. In this role, she has played a key part in several district initiatives, including organizing platforms and systems for virtual instruction during COVID-19, revamping the academic and career planning program, and implementing district-wide curriculum improvements in literacy, math, and science. Molly Kasten firmly believes that strategic planning, review of organizational structure, and role definition are key for the success of the district for years to come, both academically and financially. In her first 100 days on the job, she is planning to meet with stakeholders to evaluate and define some key areas: administrative structure, student behavior, code, and identifying goals are among her first priorities to help solidify the budget and prepare for students to return for the upcoming school year. As one of many districts in Wisconsin not adequately funded by the state's funding formula, the district has been operating with referendum support for many years. Being able to identify areas for improved efficiency and targeting spending based on strategic planning will be crucial in determining needs in the next budget cycle. This work will drive the board's decisions on if referendum funding will be on the ballot in April 2025 and what that dollar amount would look like. This will be a priority for collaboration with Kasten's administration and elected school board leaders. The Ithaca School Foundation is accepting nominations for its Hall of Fame for both athletic achievement and community service. The Hall of Fame honors and values school pride and heritage. Recipients are recognized with a plaque and a ceremony at halftime of the Ithaca homecoming football game. To be eligible for the Athletic Achievement Award, the individual must have graduated from or left Ithaca 5 or more years ago, have been a state champion or state place winner in an individual sport, or coached a team or individual at state, received recognition as an All-State or honorable mention All-State in their sport, achieved multiple-year All-Conference winning teams, was a multiple letter winner, or received recognition at their college or university for athletic or coaching achievements. To be eligible for the Community Service Award, the individual must have graduated from or left Ithaca 5 or more years ago. Additional qualifications may include, but are not limited to, educational achievements, positive contributions to the community they have resident in or are associated with, and membership or volunteering in service organizations. Nomination forms are available online at bit.ly/HOFathletics and bit.ly/HOFcommunity. For more information, contact Rob Richards at 608-585-2137. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue an authorization for the incidental taking of a rare frog, which may result from the Halverson Dam abandonment project in Iowa County. Incidental take refers to the unintentional loss of individual endangered or threatened animals or plants that does not put the species' overall population at risk. The DNR proposes to abandon the Halverson Dam at Governor Dodge State Park, which will convert the stream channel into a functioning spring-fed waterway. The project includes tree and brush clearing or planned earthwork areas, removal of the earthen embankment and existing water control structures to establish a channel for the existing spring-fed water course, placement of excavated soils on surrounding slopes to flatten and naturalize the surrounding areas, erosion protection, and site restoration. The presence of the state-endangered Blanchard's cricket frog is confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. DNR staff determined that the proposed project may result in the incidental taking of some frogs. The DNR concludes that the proposed project will minimize the impacts on the species by adhering to conservation measures, is not likely to jeopardize the continued existence and recovery of the state population of the species or the whole plant animal community of which it is a part, and has benefit to the public health, safety, or welfare that justifies the action. Conservation measures to minimize the adverse effect on the endangered species will be incorporated into the proposed incidental take authorization. Copies of the jeopardy assessment and background information on the Blanchard's cricket frog are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts to the Blanchard's cricket frog by July 21st to the Department of Natural Resources, care of Rory Pulaski, DNR conservation biologist.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center, and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Monday, July 8th. Lavon Strand, 97 of Woodman, died Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held at noon today at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home this morning from 11 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, donations to first responders of Woodman are appreciated. Lavon Strand, 97 of Woodman. Joanne Schmitz, age 94, died June 28th. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Okooch Mountain Humane Society or St. Mary's Catholic Church or School. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center, is assisting the family with arrangements. For Joanne Schmitz, age 94. Bonnie Ellen Coleman, 88, of Soldiers Grove, died Saturday at Soldiers Grove Health Services. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Vasitag Funeral Home in Gaze Mills. Burial will follow at the Gaze Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the Vasitag Funeral Home Tuesday from 5 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers or plants, memorials may be directed to North Crawford Rescue or to the Community of Christ Church. Bonnie Ellen Coleman, 88, of Soldiers Grove. Edwin E. Burton, 65, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly June 13th of a heart attack at his home. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A veteran's final salute will be held at 9. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice honoring veterans. Edwin E. Burton, 65, of Richland Center. Doris Bowl, 90, of Boscobel, died June 20th at Care and Rehab Boscobel. A memorial service and celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at Boscobel Assembly of God Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at Boscobel Assembly of God Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Doris Bowl, 90, of Boscobel. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Stanley's name be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village Foundation. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center. Earl Maynard Clark, 90, of Woodstock, Illinois, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Bloom City Cemetery, with military graveside rites held by the local military honors unit. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to BLF, Bibles and Literature to the French-speaking World, or Kodiak Baptist Mission. Earl Maynard Clark, 90, of Woodstock, Illinois. Carola Annetta Pat Gust, 88, of Wauwatosa and formerly of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Lutheran Home in Wauwatosa. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 10:30 until the time of service at noon. A service will also be held Sunday, September 8th at 9:30 at Five Points Lutheran Church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Lutheran World Relief or your local food pantry. Carola Annetta Pat Gust, 88, of Wauwatosa and formerly of Richland Center. Harold M. Hannum, 86, of Spring, Texas, died March 2nd at home. A memorial service will be held Sunday at 1:30 at the First Baptist Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the First Baptist Church Sunday from 12:30 until the time of service at 1:30. Harold M. Hannum, 86, of Spring, Texas.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nearly